One lady suggesting that strippers specifically and or strip clubs are basically just therapy for men.
They are.
All right. Interesting.
And it's
should be mandatory.
Very fun.
Oh, yeah.
But you know how you guys go to therapy, like the real one?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I do too, in couples counseling. Excuse me. But I think strip clubs are just as important.
Okay.
Well, Wanda Sykes does not disagree with you.
You know how sacred the strip club experience is, guys. You know, strip clubs, you know, it's like therapy for men, man. It is. It's like going to see a therapist, because you can tell a stripper anything. They don't judge. You're not going to shock a stripper. She's heard it all. So they can go there and talk to him, you know, getting a lap dance. And the guy's like, well, you know, when I was a little boy, my uncle used to sneak in my room.
Oh.
It is always the uncle, baby. It is always the uncle. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It'll be all right. Them nasty uncles, baby. I know.
Is she like dancing? She's so funny.
And probably wants to be going to the strip club herself.
Right.
Right? She's
yeah,
lesbian.
She's a lesbian. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. No wonder she's like, yes.
She's married to a French woman, and they split time in between here and France.
Really?
And
I didn't know she was married.
Oh, bonjour.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
I heard on a podcast, and then she was explaining, like, her career is fascinating.
So funny.
How, you know, how she got her start in being a writer, and then she wasn't sure what she was doing. She used to work for TSA.
Really?
Or she works for some airport authority, some sort of government job that was like, I cannot picture Wanda Sykes, who jokes around all the time, working. Her job was very serious.
Yeah, I cannot picture that either.
She said, I joked around there too.
Mm. Do you ever wonder, you have strip clubs all over the place, mm-hmm. all over the country, and it all attracts men for the most part, unless I guess you're a lesbian. But you never see strip clubs for women,
yeah.
ever. They'll do like a
show.
Chippendales,
yeah.
but you don't see it. It just shows the difference between men and women when it comes to visual stuff.
Yeah, for women, it's called book club.
Yeah. That's true. For women, it's called TJ Maxx.
That's right. What it is okay? for women.
TJ Maxx yeah. and Home Goods.
They're shopping malls.
Yeah.
And wineries.
I'm not paying
yeah.
for that.
Yeah. That's why I think that women aren't as sexual as guys because of that. Also, when they do have their one Chippendales thing, women go insane. Like, way worse than guys would ever do.
I think that women, that yes, there are some women who can't control themselves, but also I think maybe they go over the top because also they don't know how to react.
Yeah, it's just so foreign to them.
I don't know.
It isn't like kind of comical to a lot of women too.
Yes.
I mean, some are being, you know, dirty.
Yeah, but I've known people that, I mean, I'm shocked at what they do at those, maybe not Chippendales, but when those guys, not so classy Chippendales, like the generic.
I don't know any other ones.
There's the Thunder something.
Thunder Down Under.
Oh.
And they go.
I thought that was a bad thing.
Absolutely insane. You should see the videos online in other countries, what they do. You'd be shocked.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's just not my thing.
Well, then you hear, not saying any ones around here.
Slapping in your face.
There's plenty of stuff going around. We've had strippers call in. Like, yeah, the back rooms, for some of us, they're having sex with the clients. I mean, they're not supposed to, but they do.
But they do.
My favorite strip club bit is David Spade.
I make it rain. You know me. I'm like a rapper. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. These guys, these rappers, they make it rain and they think they're so cool. They're like singles. You know, they got the ones. They got a hefty bag full of ones. What is that, $180? It's not that big. I've realized it's sort of embarrassing for the girls because it's a little undignified. Now, the strippers, they get a lot of money. It's raining, obviously, on them. You know, you can only hold X amount of dollars in your hand like this. You know, they're always like, "Urgh." The rest is on the ground. So at the end of the song, it's all sexy. Then it gets weird when they got to get down their knees like, "This is great. It's great. Melissa, give me a second. It's great." Then they got a dust buzzer. I feel weird when I go because they're naked so fast. I don't know what to do. It just jars you. You're either one way. You're either the awkward guy, which I am, where I go, "Ah ha ha, whoa, birthday suit." Oh, that's where babies come from. You know, or you're the quiet psycho. Nice. Step away.
He's so funny.
One of two. Just one of two people.
Yeah, and he has a further one where he talks about how the song, you play the song and then, you know, they stop in the middle of the song with a lap dance, and he's like, "Wait, what? You didn't play the full song. You just played 2 minutes of the song." But anyway,
Oh, my.
This freaking microphone.
You're going to chip out a tooth.
Oh, I know.
My gosh.
My gosh, it's broke again.